Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Monday, December 11th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. We exclusively report that New York State is joining chip companies to build a $10 billion semiconductor research facility. The site near the university at Albany will be funded in partnership with IBM and Micron and will be built at the Albany Nanotech Complex in coordination with the nonprofit NY Creates. WSJ reporter Asa Fitch told our What's News podcast the facility will also be home to advanced chip-making equipment to build next-generation computer components.
The hope now is that it will be one of the areas that's going to springboard the U.S. back into the lead in chip production and grow the chip manufacturing base in the U.S., which is one of the major priorities of the Biden administration and in general of the U.S. government.
Social media company TikTok says it will invest more than $1.5 billion in a deal to restart its online retail business in Indonesia. The video sharing app's owner, Chinese company ByteDance, says it has reached a deal with Indonesian e-commerce company GoTo Group. The companies say TikTok Shop Indonesia and GoTo's Tokopedia platform will merge in the first quarter of 2024, with TikTok taking a 75% controlling stake. Indonesia had been one of TikTok's most successful e-commerce markets, but was forced to shut down retail operations in October after Jakarta banned shopping on social media platforms. And cloud computing giant Oracle says its revenue fell short of expectations. In its last quarter earnings, Oracle reported declines in revenue for hardware, services, and licenses. But revenue from cloud and generative AI services was up and on the rise. Oracle says overall revenue was up 5% at $12.94 billion, but slightly lower than analyst expectations for $13.05 billion. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out tomorrow morning's Tech News Briefing podcast.